Dictation for Carolyn, Carolyn Erskine, Erskine, April 7, 45. Address as a letter to Dr. Sister Renfer, Renferdo, 4631534, and Dr. Kreposman, Krepostman. Dear colleagues, consultation, Mrs. Erskine, 80-year-old lady, recent acute kidney injury, likely from cardiorenal syndrome, with low sodium potassium electrolyte abnormalities, comes accompanied with daughter, has non-ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy secondary to rheumatic fever and valve abnormalities, has developed pulmonary hypertension, ascites requiring paracentesis, she follows a low sodium diet, weight at home appears to be stable, presently no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, has an ileostomy from total colectomy, Crohn's disease without any blood melena. The stomach occasionally minor bleeding, no changes in urination, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross incontinence, stable edema, no claudication symptoms, presently not wearing any compressing stockings, no chest pain palpitation, has a pacemaker, decreased mobility, decreased functional status, no oxygen CPAP machine or inhalers, no major purulent material or hemoptysis, progressive weight loss, next paragraph, past medical history, rheumatic fever, mitral valve repair 2007, eventually mitral valve replacement, tricuspid valve repair, MACE procedure, and ligation of the left atrium, remains anticoagulated, has a pacemaker for Tachybrady syndrome, has low ejection fraction in the 20%, severe diastolic dysfunction, has developed liver congestion with ascites, I'm not aware of cirrhosis, electrolyte abnormalities and episodes of acute kidney injury, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIAs or a stroke, denies prior liver alcohol, liver disease or viral hepatitis, no kidney stones, prior blood transfusion at the time of total colectomy, denies pneumonia, has also problems of B12 deficiency, osteoporosis, multinodular goiter, question COPD, but she's not aware of this problem, esophageal reflux, next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, C-section, hemorrhoids, bowel surgeries, eventual total colectomy, including the rectus and anus, mitral valve repair, mitral valve replacement, tricuspid valve repair, MACE procedure, ligation left atrium, multiple eye surgeries for glaucoma, cardiac cath, no coronary artery disease, repair of peri-ileostomy hernia, thyroid biopsy, cold bladder remove, next paragraph, immunosuppressing medications, magnesium, potassium, vitamins, vitamin D, Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, on the fourth day, 40, B12 shots, metoprolol, Eliquis, Jardiance, Aldactone every other day, 12.5, has not tolerated higher dose because of low blood pressure, Prilosec, potassium. Next paragraph, side effects to antibiotic Duricef, D-U-R-I-C-E-F, Lisinopril, Fosamax, Entresto, a number of eye drops. Next paragraph, remote history of smoking, discontinued more than 40 years ago, no alcohol abuse, no drugs. Next paragraph, on physical exam, prison weight 106, 62 inches tall, chronically ill, blood pressure 110-80, 112-84, severe muscle wasting, frail, skin and bones, coarse bilateral bronchitis, no pleural effusion, device on the left upper chest, a piercing 8 feet, systolic murmur, bilateral JBD, no palpable neck masses or lymph nodes, minor ascites, ileostomy on the right side, and no abdominal distension, 2 plus edema non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine was around 1.1 to 1.2. However, in January, 0.97. There is low sodium, low potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, chronic elevation of bilirubin, minor increase of alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests not elevated, normal magnesium, minor prolonged PT-INR, urine sample 6 months ago, no blood, no protein. There was the presence of glucose, which probably represent the Jardians. Prior low iron levels, low ferritin, low iron saturation, well replaced B12. Review notes of Dr. Kreposman from February 2026. Review echo from March 2025, ejection fraction 27%, stage 3 diastolic dysfunction, enlargement of left and right atrium, the presence of bioprosthetic valves, moderate pulmonary hypertension, pacemaker reading at that time, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Dilated non-ischemic cardiomyopathy associated to rheumatic fever. Procedures as indicated above, low ejection fraction, diastolic dysfunction, pulmonary hypertension, effect of medications, recent acute subacute renal failure likely represents cardiorenal syndrome, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Within the last 9 months, imaging, kidneys with contrast, normal size without obstruction. Concerned about the atrial fibrillation, patient and doctor believe it was more a small percentage of time, refer management to Dr. Kreposman Cardiology. She has prior ablation and cardioversion, remains on beta blockers, pacemaker, remains on low dose of anticoagulation, continue goal-directed therapy, solve relative fluid restriction, tolerating Jardiance without infection, tolerating present dose of diuretics and aldactone, has not tolerated Entresto, lisinopril, prior, continue potassium magnesium replacement, complicating issues of the ileostomy with associated electrolyte and fluid losses. Condition is guarded. Explain all issues and how the heart interacts with the kidneys. If possible, compressing stockings, different models, including Velcro, zipper, might help with low blood pressure. Ideally, from the toes to the waist area. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed at length, end of dictation.